What about the Minnesota Vikings? There are a lot of names being mentioned. A guy that's been following the Vikings, he does it for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Chris Thomason, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. Hey, Chris, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Hey, thanks for having me. You're absolutely correct. There's a lot of names out there, but I think it's going to be a long and deliberate coaching search. Some of these teams are going to move quickly. They're going to want to get their openings filled before the Super Bowl, and we'll have to see, you know, what happens. I mean, Minnesota does not have the most desirable job playing in a college stadium for the next 2 years without a solid quarterback, but if the Vikings are willing to wait, they could get a good candidate. I mean, let's say Denver and Seattle play in the Super Bowl. You've got both coordinators for both those teams. Uh-huh. That's four guys, and there might not be four coaching jobs open at that time, and that's four guys that, you know, the Vikings are certainly interested in, Jack Del Rio and Adam Gase of Denver, and then Dan Quinn and Daryl Bevel of Seattle.
Yeah, I know you talked to Brian Billick, the former Viking coach. Of course, he was at Baltimore and won a Super Bowl. Is Brian Billick interested in becoming a Vikings coach?
No, I talked to Brian. You read our website fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about an hour ago. And he said that, you know, if he said he's done with coaching. He's retired. He's through. But he said if he were interested in return to coaching, Minnesota would be, you know, the place he'd love to go. He comes to Minnesota every summer vacations, and he was a Vikings assistant for about 7 years, I believe, mm-hmm. in the 90s, offensive coordinator during their magical until they lost to Atlanta.
Oh, way to bring that up again there, Chris. Oh, ouch.
Right. But now he's a Fox NFL analyst, loves what he's doing. He's 57 now, so he's not a candidate, but he said Jack Del Rio, former Vikings linebacker, and of course, Del Rio had coached under him in Baltimore and also was head coach in Jacksonville. He said he'd be a really good candidate for the Vikings.
So considering that the Vikings, we know that Rick Spielman is extremely meticulous and likes to dissect things several different ways, how advantageous is it for the Vikings to wait? And is there a certain direction that this team would be better off? We hear Rick Spielman, you know, when he met you guys, he met the media in the Twin Cities talking about we have this young core of talent. But you mentioned playing 2 years at TCF Bank Stadium and not having that established quarterback. Where does this team need to go in your estimation, Chris?
Well, like I said at the start, it makes sense for him to wait because if you take all the jobs, this isn't one of the top ones in most of the coaches' eyes. I mean, Wisenhunt, you mentioned linking him to Detroit. He's somebody the Vikings are interested in, but I don't even think they were able to interview him this week. I mean, he still has a game to play, but yeah. It's clear the Vikings aren't tops on his pecking order, and they're interviewing this week the Cincinnati coordinators, Jay Gruden on the offensive end and Mike Zimmer on the defensive end. But if you read various reports, you know, the Vikings aren't tops on those guys' list. So
even after Bill Parcells endorsed Mike Zimmer, and you know, the Wilfs, they love Bill Parcells.
Well, I mean, you know, Zimmer's interviewing with a couple other teams. I mean, he could be a strong candidate in Tennessee, perhaps, and Tennessee might be a better job. I mean, basically, the Vikings' job, I mean, the quarterback situation is in total disarray. They're picking eighth in the draft, and it remains to be seen that's probably too low to get one of the real top guys, mm-hmm. and that's going to be a big issue, the quarterback situation moving forward. And also, you know, playing outside for the next 2 years without having a home, that could hamper the signing of potential free agents.
You know, the Jack Del Rio thing does intrigue me because, you know, I thought he did fine as a former head coach. He's doing fine in Denver right now. You had to wonder, though, that, you know, that Denver defense isn't really rolling over people right now. Could that hurt Jack Del Rio?
I mean, I think you have to look at him in the big picture. He did a pretty good job there in Jacksonville, and it's been a total wasteland since he left. And you got to throw some credence into that. And obviously, he's been a former Viking, played four seasons with them in the 1990s, so certainly has some familiarity, you know, with the region and knows about living here and what have you. So, the Denver defense, you're right, has been up and down at times, but I think you have to look at the big picture and what he's done previously as a head coach.
He's Chris Thomason, Minnesota Vikings beat writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Is there pressure on Rick Spielman to make sure that he gets this head coaching hire and this quarterback if and when they draft one? Does he feel any pressure to get this one right, knowing that the margin for error, at least from outsiders, Chris, is very small?
Yeah, well, I'm not inside the guy. I don't know what kind of pressure he feels, but there's certainly, his job situation is not fully stable. I mean, it's stable for next year, but after that, I mean, he needs to deliver if he wants to stick around long term. He faltered with the quarterback selection of Christian Ponder a couple years ago, and, you know, he's got to get that right this time, and this is his big chance also to try to get the coach right. I mean, we might not know right away if it happens, but, he's got two major tasks coming up in the next few months, the coach and the quarterback, that he's got to get right.
Yeah, you mentioned it at the beginning. There are about three quarterbacks in the top five. I just don't think the Vikings are going to be able to either give up enough or even get up there to grab one of those three.
If you're talking about the Bridgewater, Bortles, and Manziel, most people seem to think they'll be gone.
Yep.
I've seen Derek Carr of Fresno State linked to the Vikings at number eight. He's a senior, and, maybe there's an advantage. If you want the guy to play right away, maybe there's an advantage of taking a senior. I mean, obviously, I'm not a personnel whiz, and obviously there's plenty to be seen coming out of Carr at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, et cetera. But he's at least a guy that most people think at this point could be around at number eight.
I know it's going to be a busy off season for you, Chris, because not only determining what they're going to do with a coach, but a quarterback, a lot of free agents. It's going to be interesting to find out if anybody on that defensive line is going to be back besides Brian Robinson.
Yeah, just about. Jared Allen, I don't see him returning. I think Kevin Williams is maybe more. He wants to return. He maybe has more of a shot of returning just for a lesser sum and play another year or two, but his best days are behind him. So, yeah, that's certainly a big concern heading into free agency. You're hit that on the head.
What do you think the timeline is going to be? How soon do you think the Vikings will go ahead and get a coach? Do you think it might be before or after the Super Bowl?
Well, Rick Spielman set the deadline, but he said it wasn't an ironclad deadline of the January 25th Senior Bowl. But to be honest, I would be surprised if they meet that deadline. I mean, part of it it depends on how the playoffs go. I know they have interest in the Denver coordinators, as I mentioned. I know they have interest in the Seattle coordinators. And, only Rick Spielman knows who's at his absolute top of the list. And I think Spielman's temperament and the amount of research he's putting in, he would be willing to wait if he has to kind of wait out until after the Super Bowl. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's no coach named until that week after the Super Bowl.
Well, the draft is a month later this year. It's not until May, so that kind of doesn't have to put a major emphasis on getting somebody right away.
Yeah, I mean, ideally you like to have your staff starting to get assembled, down at the Senior Bowl practices. That's kind of the first kickoff event toward the next season, but I think that's going to be very difficult, and at least you do it after the Super Bowl. You got everybody in place by the Combine at the end of February.
You can follow Chris Thomason on Twitter at twitter.com/ChrisThomason. You can also follow him on the web at pioneerpress.com or twincities.com. Either one, they'll get you right to him. Chris, you do a great job up there in St. Paul. Appreciate it. Good luck, Wild, by the way. The Wild haven't been too well there in St. Paul recently, have they?
Well, I'm not a super hockey guy. I grew up in Albuquerque, we don't know much about hockey there, so I think I'll have to refer you to our hockey writer for all hockey questions.
Hey, great stuff on the Vikings, Chris. Appreciate the time you give us. So we'll talk again down the road.
All right, really appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Chris. Thanks. Chris Thomason, St. Paul Pioneer Press.